From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today, President Bush nominated Stephen Johnson to be the next head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Steve Johnson is a talented scientist and skilled manager with a lifelong commitment to environmental stewardship.
Johnson is a career EPA bureaucrat who's well-respected, even among critics of the administration. His Senate confirmation is expected. His first big task will be trying to convince a reluctant Congress to approve the president's plan to clean up emissions from coal-fired power plants. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Johnson will be the president's third EPA administrator. By picking him, Mr. Bush was trying to mute critics who have often accused his administration of ignoring and abusing science when crafting policies.
When confirmed by the Senate, Steve will also become the first professional scientist to lead the EPA. He will use that background to set clear, rational standards for environmental quality and to place sound scientific analysis at the heart of all major decisions.
Johnson has degrees in biology and pathology. At EPA, he has been an expert in pesticide regulation and toxicology. He was the deputy EPA administrator under Mike Leavitt and has been acting administrator since Leavitt left 6 weeks ago. At the White House ceremony today, Johnson echoed the administration's philosophy. He told the president he'll protect the environment without hurting the economy.
If confirmed, it will be my distinct privilege to serve you and our nation to continue to advance environmental agenda while maintaining our nation's economic competitiveness.
Already, Johnson faces a fight in Congress over the president's power plant pollution bill. The legislation is stalled in a Senate committee. One reason it's stuck is that Democrats say the bill skirts the science on controlling mercury pollution. Even some of the biggest critics of the president's environmental policies say Johnson's scientific credentials could help. In 24 years at EPA, Johnson has earned a reputation inside and outside the agency for his commitment to scientific integrity. Ken Cook of the Environmental Working Group, a Washington research and advocacy organization, has known Johnson for more than a decade.
I think Steve will be a voice within the councils of government now at the very highest levels, though, for independent, solid science. And he won't be afraid, knowing him as I do, to speak his mind when independent science and the science that comes from the agency's experts contradicts that of industry.
But other environmentalists are skeptical. President Bush has cut the budget for EPA, and his critics fear that the White House will continue to call the shots, looking out for the interests of industries like electric utilities, even if that means ignoring the science. And they worry that Johnson lacks the political clout of his predecessors. That will make it easy, they say, for the White House to treat him as an empty suit. Cook sees it differently.
I don't think it's going to be very easy for Steve Johnson to be window dressing. He's just not made that way. He does speak his mind, even when you disagree with him.
Industry representatives say the administration has been unfairly portrayed as an enemy of science. Environmental lobbyist Lisa Yeager worked with Johnson at the EPA.
Having the first scientist nominated to be the administrator of the EPA sends a strong message that this administration is committed to recognizing sound science and relying on it in its decision-making.
Yeager and current EPA officials say Johnson is popular with the staff at EPA. Career officials there were happy to learn of his appointment, and they hope it signals that environmental policy will be less political during the president's second term. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.